A good Erev Shabbos. This week, I want to share with you some beautiful chizuk, a gem that I saw this week. I think we all, as we've been doing for the last year, just about, is finding chizuk through these difficult times. Unlike a very big part of the world, unfortunately the majority of the world, that has just decided to, we're in this once in a century situation, and we'll weather through. There are those of you that decide each week to tune in to our neshamas after listening to the news all week, perhaps, hopefully not, watching it, reading it, and becoming totally, and totally have no, don't feel it at all. We every week try to find something, a chizuk in this. And I want to share with you a gem that I saw this week in the Makkah Barad. Now I need just to say one thing. There's the Makkah, we used to look at Makkahs as plagues. We thought about the Black Plague. We thought about, I don't know. I never thought about the Spanish flu even. I always went way back. Cholera. I'm talking about Makkahs. Makkahs are real. And when the Torah is writing out the Makkahs, it's not writing it out so as to tell us what the Mitzrayim went through. It's talking to us. And it's telling us that in each one of the 10 Makkahs, there's chizik you can take out. And if we had the time, you cannot imagine how beautiful the message in each Makkah is different. In every Makkah, there's different words. In the Makkah of Barad that I'm sharing with you tonight. Okay, it says, L'man teida ki l'ashem ha'aretz. The Pasuk says something it didn't say earlier. It says, I want you to know that Hashem owns the land. Not be care of Aretz, not that he's down here, but... And it says, that after the Makkah Barad, Moshe tells Pari, you're going to be feared of Hashem Elohim. What's the Hashem Elohim? So I want to share with you a quick chizuk. We know the strange thing about the Barad was that it came down. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Pari that when it stops, I'm going to go out, and he actually puts his hands out. It stops. The Chazal tell us that the Barad stopped mid-air. It's there forever. Hashem didn't let it land. And Allah said, Lavoi, that Barad's going to be there. And someone showed me a medrash. What's the pshat? A Kodesh Baruch Hu couldn't let the Barad just fall down. Why do we have to save the Barad in the sky forever? Listen to this Medrash. Medrash says that Barad was made out of Klal Yisrael's Tzaras. The ice was made out of the tears of Klal Yisrael's tears during the time of Mitzrayim. The Eish was the burning pain that they were constantly feeling when they got hit and bruised by the Mitzrayim. And finally, the Kailos, it says there was tremendous noises by Barad, which Pari was extremely annoyed about. That was the screams of Klal Yisrael screaming in pain and agony out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Medrash, every single tear, every single bruise, every single scream was collected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and came down on a Makkah. And now that the Makkah is finished, everyone that will fall will be a waste. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never allow a single tear, shriek, or bruise of a yid to go to waste. Every single one is precious. We sometimes feel a year into a tzara. What happened to those tefillos? There were so many tears in Tehillim. Tire yin, listen to the chizuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not allow a droplet of a yid's tear to go to waste. The second the Makkah finishes, they will not fall to the ground and just disintegrate. They stay up there. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to need those tears and those screams to come down, they'll continue. Who knows for when? Maybe for our door. Tremendous chizuk, Rabbi say. Never should a thought go through a mind of a yid that their tefillahs go to waste. Unfortunately, you sometimes hear a person who's in a tzara, even a personal tzara, and for sure when we have a communal tzara, that they really don't think that tefillah makes a difference. I've heard it with my own ears. I don't know. I had a friend whose wife was very ill. And I pushed him and I said, I don't understand. You're busy medically. Did you do something for his chos? Did you daven? He said, Rami Alper, I'm not that kind of guy. You're not that kind of guy? There's an option for a yid to be not that kind of person. His wife went through a procedure. I apologize, did not go through a procedure. His wife was taking a test to go through a procedure. And the doctor comes into the room and says, Mr. So-and-so, I don't know what to tell you. I have no way to explain it. Your wife's numbers are up and she doesn't need the procedure. She had her refuah shlema. The person called me and said, I never thought things like this ever happened. He didn't daven. Kadosh Baruch Hu did him a favor. He made him a nes, a personal nes that he should be able to believe. And since then his whole life changed. He saw that feel, not that feel works, that things don't work with nature. But it's easier said than done. So I want to share with you one more chizuk to understand how precious this is. It says in the pasuk by Barad that it broke some of the crop and some not. And the pasuk pshat is that the hard crop broke, the soft didn't. But Rashi brings a pshat from the Medrash Tanchuma that the Barad was a pella, an absolute wonder. It broke some crop and some didn't. It was actually totally arbitrary. It didn't have any reason. While it came down, it destroyed some crop and some not, to the point that it's a pella. Asks the Chasam Sofer, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu make such a nes? That a bunch of Barad coming down, this destroys, this doesn't, this not. Says the Chasam Sofer, because the back in the day, the biggest Avodah Zarah was that there can't be a God that's cruel and good. And Chas V'Shalom, there's either two gods or a moody God. A God who's sometimes cruel, sometimes not. But there's no way there's one God that Chas V'Shalom things could look not good and bad come out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. And he said, I'm going to show you that, and to the Mitzrayim, but even to Avastiyin mainly, I'm going to come down with destruction, and while I'm destroying, I'm going to leave over crop so you should have food. While Midas Adin is pounding down, I'm going to show you Midas HaChesed. Because I am Hashem Elikenu, the two names together. How beautiful by Barad it says, because Baruch Hu says, you're going to find out that Ki Lashem Haaretz, there's no up and down, and more importantly, or equally importantly, Kiterim Tirun Mipnei Hashem Elokim. There's only one. When we say Hashem Hu Elokim, that what does that mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we see in Din and the Rachmim, is only the one Hashem. When we every Yid says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Elokim, what are you saying? Hashem Elokeinu, the Hashem of Chesed, of compassion, the Hashem of Din is one. Hashem Elokim Hashem Elokim. This is what happened during Makkah's Barad. The chizik is for us. We want to know how to be mechazik ourselves. If you open your eyes to Hashkacha Pratis and look at it while there's a pandemic in the world, while people are away, at tremendous Hashkacha Pratis that's going on. And you'll see there's no din. It's din and rachmim together. There are so many stories. I don't even remember where. Last night, because Baruch Hu always sends me things to see, I saw a story, I don't remember where I saw this, about a yid. It was a girl who, this goes back, it was a book from someone who was going through Russia, who a young girl developed a huge ball behind her ear that obviously made her stand out. She was very uncomfortable with it. To make a long story short, one day the KGB came into her house in front of her brother and her mother and kidnapped her and took her. And he went dashing behind her burst into the KGB office. And said, "My sister was taken in. She's my sister." They said, "How do you know?" So trying to play games, and he said, "If you could tell us as a matter of a fact how you could describe us, that she's for sure your sister, we'll let her go." He said, "She's got this big ball behind her ear." And the guy was like, "Whoa." And he had no choice but to give her back. And they were trying to wiggle out of returning her. That ball behind her ear that she thought was so horrible turned out to save her life. I don't know where, Mamish, last night I saw a few of these things. Unbelievable story I saw. Also, unbelievable story. During the Nazi era, I've heard this kind of stories before. There was someone pleading with a Nazi for life. The Nazi said, "You know what? If you really deserve it, I want to see hair growing out of your palm." And the guy opens up his hand and there's hair in his palm. And he told his grandchildren that when he's a young boy, his hand got ripped up, got caught into a nail and got ripped up. They had to graft skin from his leg. From his leg. From the area under the knee. And there was a hairy area. And he always used to get annoyed that he had some hair on his palm. And it saved his life. And v'chein the stories. That the person's din turned into chesed. That's the chizuk of when we go through a crisis. Remember, this yisoid, that while HaKadosh Baruch was dropping din, tremendous chesed coming out. And what's the chizuk going to do for us? Remember, it's Hashem Elikim. There's no pandemic, and then the simchas. It's all one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're going to have that chizuk, you're going to come to the second chizuk. That every tear, every bruise, every scream of a yid from the day of creation till today is preserved. And it comes out when HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs it. Remember, the tears and the burns and the bruises from that were extra. They weren't needed for Makas Barad. Stayed in Shemayim, and they're still there for when we need them. That's how precious every tear is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tyrian, we need, our tefillahs are obviously not being enough. Just recently heard that Eretz Yisrael is a tremendous uptick. Now again, I think at the same time, this chizuk, that they're not as fatal. We don't seem, I shouldn't say that, we don't seem to have heard as many fatalities, but the amount of people sick in the hospitals, Tyrian, every tefillah, every tear, every bruise, every drop of pain is taken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please don't give up. We're going to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our community should be safe. Our schools and our shul should stay open. That really should be the number one tefillah of every yid. After the yidin should be healthy. Of course, pikuach nefesh. But our schools, don't take it for granted. What a schus it is. Our yeshivas and our shuls are open. We can daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should recognize that every tear and every tefillah are so precious. And with that, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, as we enter the Chodesh of Shvat, we should be zeicha, really, to the ultimate geula, the Meherah v'Yameinu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.